This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Sandeepan Chakravarti. The second leg of the budget session of Parliament will resume today, with the opposition gearing up to raise several issues, including tariff war threat posed by US President Donald Trump, delimitation, ongoing violence in Manipur, and allegations of duplicate voter IDs. The violence in Manipur is expected to come up as the Congress-led opposition will demand from the government to respond to the ongoing ethnic strife and a recent surge in violence after the resumption of free movement. Manipur has been under President's rule since February 13 following the resignation of Chief Minister N. Biren Singh. Meanwhile, the situation in Manipur's Kangpokpi district remained tense but calm yesterday. An indefinite shutdown called against crackdown by security forces has affected normal life in the ethnic strife-torn state. A protester was killed, while over 40 others, including women and policemen, were injured in the clashes between demonstrators and security forces in different parts of Kangpokpi district. BJP President and Union Health Minister JP Nadda yesterday joined the second anniversary celebrations of the BJP 2 government in Tripura. Addressing a gathering of party supporters at the Swami Vivekananda Maidan in Agartala, Nadda said people are choosing the BJP repeatedly across the country and in Tripura. On the occasion, Nadda launched two state government-run schemes for women, Mukhyamantri Balika Samriddhi Yojana and Mukhyamantri Kanya Atmanirbhar Yojana. Under the first scheme, the state government would provide a 50,000 rupees bond to girl children and hand it over to the beneficiary on attaining 18 years of age. Under the Mukhyamantri Kanya Atmanirbhar Yojana, the government would provide two-wheelers to 140 girls, securing top grades in board examinations conducted by the Tripura Board of Secondary Education, Central Board of Secondary Education and Council for Indian School Certificate Examinations. Selah Tunnel, India's highest twin-lane tunnel situated at an altitude of 13,000 feet, completed its first anniversary after it was inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on March 9th last year. The tunnel has significantly enhanced connectivity to the Tawang region of Arunachal Pradesh, facilitating seamless movement of tourists, locals and military convoys throughout the year. To commemorate the milestone, Union Minister Kiran Rijiju visited the tunnel in West Kameng district and lauded the team behind the project for their remarkable achievement. In a series of joint operations, the Indian Army and Assam Rifle soldiers under the Spear Corps launched a large number of operations in the hill and valley districts of Jiribam, Thengnopal, Kakching, Ukhrul, Imphal East and Imphal West of Manipur in coordination with the Manipur Police, CRPF, BSF and ITBP. The operations resulted in the recovery of 25 weapons, improvised explosive devices, grenades, ammunition and other warlike stores. Security forces also destroyed bunkers in Kangpokpi district. In Meghalaya, the Border Security Forces troops intercepted a vehicle loaded with sugar and apprehended an Indian national near the international border in South Garo Hills district. Acting on a specific intelligence, the 144th Battalion foiled a smuggling attempt involving a white eco van. The driver could not provide valid documents for the cargo. The individual and seized goods were handed over to Baghmara Police Station for further investigation. The BSF Meghalaya remains dedicated to prevent transborder crimes and maintain security along the international boundary. In Nagaland, two new committees were established by the State Legislative Assembly aimed at tackling the challenge of climate change and reinforcing the effectiveness of rural and urban local bodies in the state. The panel on climate change will play a crucial role in driving parliamentary efforts to combat the climate crisis, particularly in reviewing proposed climate legislation and assessing government performance on climate commitments. The panel will also push for improvements in air and water quality, especially rivers. The Committee on Urban and Local Bodies and Nagaland Village Council will focus on enhancing local governance and decentralization. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.